It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 9th.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Today's word is grudging, spelled G-R-U-D-G-I-N-G. Grudging is an adjective. It's used to describe something that is said, done, or given unwillingly or reluctantly. It can also describe someone who is unwilling or reluctant to do something. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Veiled Throne by Ken Liu. "I'm impressed," said Mattie, grudging admiration in her tone. "It isn't just a pretty name and expensive ingredients. I can never make something this tasty." The English language has been carrying a grudge for a long time, since the 13th century, to be exact, when it took the Anglo-French verb grucher and made it grudgen. Both words meant to grumble and complain, and if their shared definition combined with their spelling and pronunciation reminds you of a certain furry green muppet who lives in a trash can, you're onto something. The word grouch is thought to be a grudgen descendant. Over time, grudgen became grudge, which picked up the additional closely related meanings of to be unwilling to give or allow and to allow with reluctance or resentment, as when Virginia Woolf wrote, "If you come to grudge even the sun for shining, fruit does not ripen." Grudging, which developed from grudge, made its English debut in the 1530s and has been used ever since to describe someone who is unwilling or reluctant, as in a grudging supporter, or something done or given reluctantly or sparingly, as in grudging respect. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.